Hello everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio, with your host Scorpio Queen. So today I just want to talk about this thing where two people get into a beef or an argument. What they do is they want to involve the whole entire community. Now, just recently, Tokyo Toni, the mother of Black China, she and a YouTube blogger named Sean Davey Way both were beefing, and apparently it's over a situation with Jaguar Wright. So if nobody knows, Jaguar Wright recently was arrested. She didn't go to jail, but they did take her to a psychiatric facility, and she's been there ever since. So between Tokyo Toni and Sean Davey Way, both of them are beefing with each other because one, Jaguar Wright, spoke with Tokyo Toni, and Sean Davey Way feels like people are exploiting Jaguar Wright and the situation that she is in. And he is standing up for the right of not exploiting Jaguar Wright's situation, because there's a whole lot of YouTubers right now who have been using Jaguar Wright's story or her situation for likes, views, and basically cash apps. And so, just recently, Jaguar Wright had a conversation with Tokyo Toni, and the problem with that, well, the problem that Sean Davey Way has with that is the fact that Tokyo Toni don't know how to take care of her own child, as Sean Davey Way said. She doesn't have a relationship with her daughter, Black China. And we all seen the falling outs between her and her mother. And the fact that she is talking to Jaguar Wright and telling Jaguar Wright what she needs to do as far as her marriage. He feels that Tokyo Toni should not be telling her anything because she doesn't even have a relationship with her own daughter. And so they went back and forth. I guess Tokyo Toni, she said something about Sean Davey Way, because everybody knows Sean Davey Way is a homosexual and he does not hide it. He is open with it. And so because of that, he feels like she just disrespected the whole entire LGBTQIA community. Now, this is the thing about it. Just because you are beefing with one person, it doesn't matter if they're Black, white, whatever. It doesn't matter the community they're in, if it's the LGBTQIA community, whatever community it is. If you are beefing with somebody, that's between you and them. It does not have anything to do with a whole community. A whole community is not beefing with one person. You are the only person that's beefing with them. So if you're going to beef with someone, don't involve the whole entire community, because it does not have anything to do with the community. It's only you. Okay, it's you that feels some type of way because they're talking about you. Now, if they said something, even if they did say something about the community, it does not mean that they have a problem with the whole community. Sometimes they just have a problem with you. But again, we got to stop involving a whole community. One person cannot speak the minds of a whole community because they don't know what a whole community is thinking. Every single person that's involved in a community have their own minds. They have their own opinions. So you can't speak for nobody. You can only speak for yourself. You can only speak for yourself. Now, if it's something that is actually based on a whole community, then the community will band together and do something about it. But if it's just you, stop involving the community. Is the community going to come and save you or speak up for you? I don't know. They might not. I don't think they are, because it ain't got nothing to do with them. Right? So, you know, I just wish that people would stop involving a whole community when it comes to them beefing with somebody. It doesn't matter even if they're in a community. It has nothing to do with the community as a whole. It only has something to do with the person that you're having a problem with. Okay? Let's get that straight. You know, it's really getting tired that people want to involve a whole group when it has nothing to do with them. Like, really. And I don't even see why two people need to be beefing anyway. I get what Sean Davey Way is saying. Jaguarite does not need to be exploited. But at the same time, everybody knows that Jaguarite loves to go on social media and talk her business. Everybody knows that. She does it all the time. She jumps from panel to panel talking about her business. And so, if she wants to go on Tokyo Toni's YouTube and talk about herself, then, I mean, can't nobody stop her. Nobody can stop her. She's going to do what she's going to do, regardless. Nobody can stop her. So, if you don't want to exploit her, that's good. That's good. That's you. That's not every other YouTuber. Every other YouTuber has their own thing, their own agenda. And you can't stop what another YouTuber does on their panel. The only person that can actually stop that is Jaguarite. But, you know, she's in a psychiatric facility. And technically, she really doesn't mind people talking about her. She really don't. She should mind it. She should keep her stuff off of social media, period. But, I mean, everybody knows she's not going to do that, even when she gets out of that facility. She's not going to stay away from social media. She'll be back on. She'll be back jumping from panels to panels. Nobody can stop her but her. And that's just how it is. So let's stop including a community when y'all are beefing with each other. A whole nother human being. You're not beefing with a community. You're beefing with a one human being. Keep it at that. Really, just keep it at that. A community is not going to get involved in beef between two people. Right? Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. And I will be back with another podcast. As a matter of fact, I think I'm a do a little bit about Jaguarite, so y'all understand what's going on. Okay. As a matter of fact, before I even do that, there is some more stuff that I'm going to talk about in regards to Whitehead, and I'm also going to be talking about something else that's pertaining to Larry Reed Live. So y'all just stick around, okay? Bye for now.